Well, good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Belfair. How are you?
Woo-hoo! I'm good, but I just realized my show didn't print out for me, so I'm going to print it again and see what happens. It's one of those tech things this morning, you know. All right, well, we'll go here.
We have a lot to talk about this morning, I know.
We do. Happy week of the Festival of
Education.
Yeah, Festival of Education is this weekend. Lots going on.
It's going to be starting at new at 12 p.m.
Yeah. Up to 6 p.m. We are having bands, raffles, prizes, giveaways, psychic readings. Vendors will be out there. Do you all know LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition? They're going to be there.
Oh, very cool.
We have a retired Denver police officer of 36 years that's going to be out there. Tumbleweed's very own doctors will be out there to chit-chat about all their ailments, find out what's approved and what isn't. What else is going on? Gargantuan prize wheel spin out there. It is fun.
The prize wheel that you showed me this morning is absolutely amazing.
It's unreal. Unbelievable. Prize wheel.
I think it's going to be built with tons of prizes.
It is. It's a prize wheel.
There's just a lot of slots on it.
Great.
So you have,
like, to take prizes. Like,
it's like a
chances to win. There you go.
It's like a
joint. It is. Next time we'll have a roller coaster, maybe some little punks. No punks. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstock.
And the Cannabis Kid.
Yes, I have a different script here. Mine says the Women of Weedsday and Space Queen here. Hey, guys. Good morning.
We will have strain reviews, interviews, product reviews, news and information about everything and anything medical cannabis related here in Tucson, Arizona, the world at large.
It's a large world.
You want to call in with your questions this morning at 646-915-8421 or email your questions to thctucson@gmail.com or blog your questions and to have them aired weekly. Now, we can also take questions on the Facebook /THC Arizona, so you can look us up that way. So go ahead, get your questions, answers, and we'll get your answers to you.
Yes, do it. And we just got the chat room up and running. We're kind of a little backwards. I don't know. My grand lemon just threw me off my guide. So today, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2013. And like we said, coming up, so we're going to chat about some 420 history, the myth, the legend, the drama behind 420. And at 8:15, we have Tom and maybe John from AZ for Normal calling in. They are helping to host this event this weekend. And they're going to call in and talk to us about what's going on this weekend.
Very cool.
And what's going on around town in the cannabis world. They do, every Saturday of the month, they have an AZ for Normal meeting that everybody is welcome to attend.
Now, for the folks out there, AZ for Normal is getting medical cannabis passed and finding out the legal, the law behind it, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
They are, I don't know if it's a little subsection, offshoot, whatever. They are of the organization Normal. They are for the reform of marijuana laws. And not a lot of news about that just recently. And look at that. The Weeks at the Door dropping off our latest edition. If you want to pick up the weekly, come down to Tumbleweed, current location, 5301 East Broadway, because they're moving to the parking lot to the left, to the east.
Well, we're talking about Tumbleweed. How about we thank them for letting us use their space today?
Thanks, Tumbleweed. That's great. Come on down and get certified, $99 certification. great group of folks. And help the press. Well, let's see. We've got, now this is actually a special edition of the weekly for medical cannabis anyway, because I think there are lots of happenings this weekend for 14. And look at that. Yes, there are. There are ads everywhere. And an article I missed that says, what's in your weed?
Huh.
kind of like probably what you're wanting. So yeah, lots going on. Everyone come down and pick this up while you can. 5301 East Broadway. And if you look inside there, Tumbleweeds Health Center has a gargantuan ad for their Fill of Education coming up, and it says 12 to 6, everyone welcome. Family, kids, dogs. I don't think many people will bring cats, but I don't know. If you have one on a leash, hide it or something, because if there are dogs around here, well, you can bring them. You can bring them. Totally family-friendly event. Come get some information. Talk to our doctors. Talk to other patients and get educated.
Now, on top of the event that's happening this weekend, what's going to be actually happening here in Tumbleweeds, do you know?
We're going to have, we will have our Meducation Hours and Insights for Patients Only. Actually, the game that was so popular last year, guess the gram and guess the ganja
great.
Game. So you guess the strain and then
and
you
for patients only. That's
a patient only game. Outside there's going to be tons of games, raffles, prizes for everybody.
Great.
So yeah, come on down.
And is there going to be any lectures or class today, or is you guys are just going to be doing the games and medication?
Just education hours. We want everyone outside talking to vendors and talking to our doctors, their patients, and the staff and the volunteers at Tumbleweeds Health Center. And AZ for Normal will have a ton of volunteers out there, so you can chat with them as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to have, I think, four or so bands, like a ton of bands, and a ton of information about how to get certified, what's going on, the laws, the regulations, the rules, all that good stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah. Did you find a story about 420?
I did.
What did you find?
I found out that 420 says that the earliest term used to be used among a group of teenagers in San Rafael, California.
When this is according to whom?
This is according to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Okay. Get a laugh out there.
I know.
Wikipedia, the ever-changing encyclopedia.
I know.
That's
the ever-changing. And they also have the story, which was on the Huffington Post, which was a video when I got it.
That's a good site.
Yeah, Huffington Post is, yeah.
Yeah, is it that a dot commer?
That's a dot commer.
Okay.
So Huffington Post.
Good, good site.
What'd
you find? Yeah, San Francisco, California, Northern California. Apparently, this is what I are you going to read this right now?
I was just looking it over to see if it was exactly what we want to say.
Oh, well, is
this
it?
This is a different one.
What I know, maybe you out there in the world of bloggers know something different. This is the only thing I read. And there was actually, everyone has a throwdown about whose story is right. iTunes recently just had another article about who has the correct version. And one of the articles said that there are teenagers in high school in San Rafael, California. They wanted to go meet and have their marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose 420 as the time to do so, and then it caught on with other students and folks. And then apparently, I don't know, maybe I'm here, I should check my facts before I throw something out, but High Times helped give awareness to the actual day 420. So, and I think if you look, High Times has a website you can check out, probably hightimes.com. Look that up. Space Queen? Is it hightimes.com? Anyway, we'll check. There are tons of versions. We'll find one right now online and read you another one. Thank you.
Well, what you said, it was exactly what this said.
Oh, yeah?
Back in San Rafael, California in the late 70s, it all started with the police. It started as a police code for marijuana smoking in progress. After local heads heard a police call, they started using the expression 420 when referring to herb. Let's go 420, dude.
There you go.
And it also talked about High Times helping out the kind of the education part of it, the knowing about what 420 was and how to use, and using that.
The website for High Times is
.com.
There you go. www.hightimes.com.
The bill was named SB 420.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. All right. Okay. We've got a little bit before we get to phone lines. I think we have some phones. But, well, did you know, we all know, I remember last week we told you, Cheech and Chong actually have a new movie and it's premiering tonight.
Is it an animated movie.
They have a full-on soundtrack that you can actually listen to on Spotify. I don't know if I'm saying that, but mm-hmm. if you go to Cheech and Chong on their Facebook, they've got a button that says like and then one that says listen. And if you go to the listen one, you can actually check it out. And it's really cool. You can check out the album. It's really fun. We'll have to ask them at some point when we chat with them. Who wrote these songs? That's what I want to know. These are crazy.
I can only imagine what the songs sound like.
Too. They're funny. They're really good. Their anthem's great. You should check that out. But they're also coming to the casino. I believe it's May 26th. So we're all going to go down. Saturday. It's a Saturday. And they're going to be down there. And so they'll be doing their little comedy stand-up stick. April 20th at 10 p.m., the Loft Cinema is showing Cheech and Chong's animated movie before it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray. They're showing it at 10 o'clock. You can all down and sneak preview the movie. It's going to be a good one. And I think we're going to try and be down there. Not so much going on that night. We're invited to birthday parties and 420 events and a festival of education going on. You can also buy the copy of Cheech and Chong's animated movie here at Tumbleweeds Health Center. They'll have it starting the 23rd. A little thing about Cheech and Chong's movie, it says you're not hallucinating, but they are. The legendary Toker Jokers, Cheech and Chong, as you've never seen them before, in their very first animated movie. Catch the buzz as their most outrageous routines and laugh out loud from their Grammy Award winning albums come to life, including Dave's Not Here, Let's Make a Dopey, Help from a Bud Lovin' Body Crab named Buster, Cheech and Chong, Masters of Smoke and Words, deliver the ultimate comedy, I give the munchies for more. So check them out. You can actually buy it on the Fox Network, which is fkxconnect.com, or just come down to Tumbleweed, and you can get it there as well. So why don't we go ahead and have our callers who've been patiently waiting on the lines with us. Hang on one second, and we'll open up the lines.
Open up the lines.
And we'll see who we have. I think we've got Tom. Hello?
Hello.
Tom.
Hello. Who are you speaking with?
Oh, I'm good. I'm very good this morning. Just kind of getting a grip.
Is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. We've got a couple callers on the line. I'm going to see if maybe this is John here. We'll open up the line and see how we're doing. How are you? You got your coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, you're on the air as well. Who's this?
Hello? Caller?
This
anybody
is Tom.
There? All right.
Just
well,
you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Tom. AZ for Normal. You and I and our organizations are hosting a huge event this weekend. What's going on?
Well, we're going to have a whole lot of fun. We've got three bands this year, In the Recesses, Dan Connolly, and Some of Them Are Old. Three different sort of musical genres being represented, one being more of a urban sound, another being more of an ambient sound, and then more of a folksy sound as well.
Oh, that's great.
We're also going to have a rally that we usually have, a End the Prohibition on Cannabis rally, and we encourage everybody to bring a sign and be prepared to show your face for cannabis.
Awesome. So that includes the march, is that correct, up and down Broadway
yeah.
a little bit there?
Oh, yeah. So we have the prime location this year at Tumbleweeds. We really do appreciate the association here. And so what's nice is normally we have a walk that from one destination to another, and people who are of different abilities, particularly in the medical marijuana community, they can't really take a lot of walking or they can't heat very long. And so this year, since it's a circular route, there are a couple of opportunities where the march can be or left by people of different abilities. So that way we get to expand participation to more people than we usually would. It just makes us very happy.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really great. It's important for everybody to be able to participate if they want to.
Meeting people to see that the typical cannabis user is their neighbor, not some scary lurker in the dark, the more we can get sense talking on the subject.
Yes, absolutely.
The medical bodies are underrated because it is seen as a bad drug, and instead of a substance that actually has a lot of health properties.
I actually heard on another show this morning someone referencing weed as a drug that's on the same level as narcotics or heroin or meth or anything like that. And it's totally just not even the same caliber of a quote drug as most of the other stuff out there. So this accessible education is just so important. So people can understand, not like that.
The federal scheduling of drugs is an artificial tool created by the government in order to basically classify drugs into good drugs and bad drugs. There is the hypocrisy of the Schedule One nature of cannabis is unbelievable. The fact that the government on many other levels actually is trying to control it or gain any profit from themselves leaves this hypocrisy. But ask any normal person, especially somebody in their 20s or so, and they will say that sugar, chocolate, alcohol, Valium, and all the other sorts of drugs that we come across every day are also drugs as well, which is a more holistic view, and that what relationship to the substance is one of that issue.
Right. I mean, it goes along with caffeine, nicotine, alcohol.
Correct.
All this considered drugs.
Well, caffeine alone kills 10,000 people a year. That's obscene.
Yeah.
Anyway, we won't get there because cannabis has not ever killed anybody. So.
And has helped many, millions for thousands of years. Safely.
Yeah. Yes, and people are coming out of the cannabis closet now, as we like to call it around here, because it's so important. And Spaceman was just mentioning in Colorado, this weekend, there's the High Times Cup.
And the Denver 420 Rally.
And a Denver 420 Rally. So, and what I was reading this morning before the show was that there are just thousands and thousands of people flocking to Washington,
Colorado,
because of the legalization to celebrate the huge,
victory
in tourism
dollars.
Yeah, there's a comment on here online. Alcohol is allowed almost everywhere, but is one of the most dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's true. So, Tom, I really enjoyed
your analogy about coming out of the closet, because I do see that there's many analogies towards the cannabis movement and other civil rights movements. But I prefer to say I come out of the greenhouse.
That's right. Coming out of the greenhouse. Well, wherever you're coming out of, it's great, because it means you're more aware and you're more open-minded and you're more accepting, hopefully, to this wonderful plant have.
When I got involved with Normal, I was basically more of a civil rights thing. It should be my choice and the government should be out of it. But when I educated myself and I medical value, incredible medical value, the anti-inflammatory process, the being done into cancer, and especially the fact that it can cure MRSA, I could not sit still anymore and had to become an advocate.
Wow. That's awesome. Are you originally from here? Were you an advocate where you were from before?
I had advocated for gay rights. I had also advocated for victims of all sorts.
From Arizona?
Say that again?
Are you from Arizona?
I've been here since 1988 this last time, but I've lived here before that since the 70s.
Wow, awesome. A local, a native. That's great.
So, if anybody could truly be so in Arizona, yeah, I would say
yeah, that. No such thing. There's no such thing.
So, Tom, can you tell us a little bit about what you do at Eight for Normal?
About what?
What you do at Eight for Normal. Can you just tell us a little bit about...
Current, so normal, and that job, you know, is a whole lot of and coordinating activities, a lot of topic art for them. I like about this organization, each of us has something to bring and they know
it. You're breaking up a little bit. Is there another place where you go to get a little bit of better reception? You're breaking
up. I don't have another phone. I'm on a cell phone. Is that any better?
I was just going to move around a little bit.
Yeah, that's better, whatever you did. So can you start over with that?
Oh, you're a lot better now.
Yeah.
So what I like about, I'm vice president for Normal, and the job entails coordinating activities. I do a lot of graphic arts. I also coordinate volunteers. And one of the things that I like best about Normal is that each volunteer brings something to the organization, even if they don't know it. And finding that quality in each volunteer or each member that they can actually do something meaningful for the cause or that they feel is meaningful is one of the great joys that I have in working with people as well as with the nonprofit educational organizations such as this.
Very cool.
Excellent. What are your goals and hopes for this festival this week, and what do you want people to take away from this?
From this 420, we are celebrating the sunset, what we believe, of prohibition. There has been more pro-cannabis legislation introduced this year than there has been in 20 or so years, at least since the 70s. The public is now at 55%. In favor of cannabis legalization. And so we're seeing a great sea change and in attitude. And that is going to mean so much for this country because the economic boom that will be able to come out of the black market and actually become a tax-producing, society-benefiting sort of organization is going to be, the benefit will be is untold. You just can't imagine how good it will be. But it's going to be happening here in Colorado and Washington is. This 420 is going to be especially special there. But for us here in Arizona, we can take pride in being on the forefront always of this movement, even the second state to pass a medical law. And even though it's taken us a lot longer and we've had a lot more opposition than many other states, we have always been very active in ending the war on drugs in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think it's important to support local Arizona vendors and supporters as well. I know there are so many fun things going on elsewhere, but if you can, I know you can down and see everybody at AZ for Normal. Come meet Tom and all the great people. What's that?
And come listen to the music. And I'm always very intrigued by what you guys have going on at your booth. Such great graphics and great information and very well educated and knowledgeable staff.
Well,
it's always a joy to work with people at Humble Week.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. We love AZ for Normal. We are all about education and are so excited to be able to host this with you and put this on. This is it's the most important thing about this whole mission, if you will, cannabis to
the cannabis
regulated somehow. Just you have to get people educated. You know?
I think one thing that's good about the test of education that it's open to everyone. It's not just for patients.
That's right.
It's in a whole education, the whole community.
That's right.
I think some families are having open conversations and discussions with their children about cannabis now, which it's been a very tough subject for a long time. I think that people are having conversations with their parents. Some of the parents are having conversations with their grandkids So this is a really great time for this education festival and being encompass everybody. So
yeah, and that's the important thing, is just bringing that information to everybody. Yeah,
it's not just going to be for patients, it's for everyone. So.
Yeah, and you got to dispel the myth, because even in school today, I'm sure that there are places that are just, they got the language from back in the day, where it's,
rural
reefer madness. So it's important to get rid of the kind of language and get educated. It's a new lingo going on.
So can you talk about some of the things that are going to be coming up in Normal, like some of the other fun things that are going on, meetings, times that are going to be meeting
political
next week.
Events, things that help people get involved.
Where are you guys going to be at in the next few months?
Well, we're coming into our spring season here. We've got, starting off with 420 at Tumbleweeds. Then we're going to be at the Folk Festival, the Water Festival, Chance of May Day, and a lot of the spring events that the community has. AZ for Normal is a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization dedicated to educating the public about the medical value of marijuana, the industrial value of marijuana, and advocates the recreational use. One of the things we always like to get straight is Normal and AZ for Normal has never, ever advocated for the unregulated use or access to children. We have never advocated for people driving while impaired. But we do know that as the laws settle in and people actually have time to experience, that they will find that these two problems in particular level out, and that basically, the studies show that driving on cannabis is not the same thing as driving on alcohol. I know that there is a very big push to regulate metabolites or something, because, quite frankly, people don't know what they're talking about. So we are dedicated to it, every opportunity to educate people on the facts regarding cannabis of all sorts, and we have a good time doing it.
Yeah, awesome. One of our audience members asked, when's your next garage sale?
When's our what?
Next garage sale.
A garage sale? Well, we have thought about that before, but we seem to run into a little flack with whether people think it's appropriate or not. but I would love to have a garage sale. Although, anecdotally, I have just unfortunately learned of someone who did die, but he has been a long-time user, and he had donated his estate, so to speak, to AZ for Normal. So we have a lot more in our historical museum of vintage pieces that will actually be shown at the Tumbleweeds event this weekend.
Wow.
Cool.
That is cool.
That's
Mr. Bell.
Yeah,
there you go.
So what are my pieces, if you want to... Is it a surprise?
Maybe just one piece.
Just one
just
piece.
One.
Okay.
Come on. Teaser. Give us a teaser.
Say that again?
Just one of the teasers for this weekend, one of the large pieces that you guys are going to be bringing.
Oh, well, we're going to be donating two stealth backpacks that are chock full of pipes and other utensils for the cannabis patients, or for any of the raffle winners to win. So we have a couple of those bags. But for the historical museum, one of the items was actually developed and manufactured here in Tucson in the 70s. And it is a little machine that actually removes the seeds from the cannabis. And so it's called the Mary Yin. It's called the Mary Yin. And so we have... I remember seeing it as a kid. And then these days, to have it kind of land in my lap like this was really kind of cool. And so what was interesting is, so said person had used this a lot. And so part of it, the box that was there had actually some of what I like to call that 70 seed, which is also very exciting, because the genetics of the medical strains and the other useful strains in marijuana have become a lot less they're becoming more homogenized. And so to have suddenly a genetic source of material from 40 or so years ago provides us with an opportunity to do some research as to the nature of the plant that we very rarely get.
Wow, that's amazing, Tom. It's
I know.
That's going to be really cool to see.
Oh, all of it. And if you want to get your raffle tickets, one for $3, two for $5, down. This year you have to be present to win because we gave away over 100 prizes, I think like four people there. And then most of the people didn't even claim their prizes. Some of them did, but most of them
never
forfeited them. Wow. It was kind of a sad thing. But they donated to Tumbleweeds and the Red Cross. This year you're donating Come get your raffle tickets and support the cause. Come see these great historical items that are going to be down. Just incredible.
Very cool.
Yeah.
When is AZ for Normal meeting?
We have a monthly general membership meeting, and it's on the second Saturday of every month, and it is at the city council office near Speedway and Country Club. On kind of
Ward 6?
Say that again?
Ward 6?
The ward of the council office. I'm trying to find my glasses so I can actually tell you the address. The address is 3202 East 1st Street. And that's the Ward 6 council office, right behind the Walgreens on the Speedway. And so we have the monthly meeting, and it is at 3 o'clock to 4:20. And we talk about the news of what's happening nationally, locally, and we have reports from people who have had experiences recently with various authorities, and we also coordinate our events. And so unfortunately, our last meeting was last week, and so the next one will be coming up at the beginning of May.
The next week will be in May?
Yeah, the second week in May. Saturday.
Second Saturday of May.
And who can go to these meetings?
Anybody. It is open to the public. We invite everybody to come in. You don't actually have to be a member to go to the meeting. Anybody can attend to watch, listen, even participate. We don't have any requirements other than you be over the age of 18, and if not, then your parent brings you. Specialize in educating everybody. We are an equal opportunity educator. And so we believe that everybody has something to bring to this topic, and we do respect all opinions.
Excellent. And what are you usually going on at these things? Are there guest speakers, lectures? What happens there?
It varies from month to month, but we have been known to have people come down from Phoenix. There is now a statewide meeting organization forming, and so we have reporting from them. We have so many things that are discussed or brought up in meetings, topical conversations as well as the old files about, is it a drug or isn't it? But pretty much we have a fairly stable group of core people who organize educational events. We are trying to get a handle on what the police are about things are, and that's a little difficult. They make it hard. But we do know we have had some rather disturbing conclusions that we have drawn that basically are telling us that the police do not respect the medical law. They are actually the only thing to call it is policing for profit. They are pretty much targeting sick people and using confiscatory laws, basically robbing them. And the money that they gather has very little accountability. And I do believe that this subverts their oath to the state. And I find it to be quite disturbing that they actually are doing this undercover. They don't want the public in general to know what's going on. And I do find that whenever a government entity tries to hide itself like that from us, then they think that we would stop them. And so I know that that is the case in this instance. And so we're also going to be protesting a little bit back at the march.
Well, I like how you brought up, I think being transparent is really important, especially when a law is being passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be patients online that, you know, that are, this is important to. And if this is their medicine, and also for, it, and it comes back to being a plan. And when they're transparent about really what's going on here, there is something that they're hiding. And I think they just need to show their hand, say this is what we're working with, and let's all work together. So I like how you brought that up.
Yeah, together and equal. Because I think Tom, probably why he started this and the whole thing we're getting involved with, because it really is about the people's choice.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to have a choice to use the plant, you know, the medicine for medicinal purposes, recreational purposes, however you fit for your body, you know. And that was my other question to you, Tom. How do you see, let's just say, across the states here, how do you see regulation happening, and how would you like to see it happen?
Oh, there's a wide chasm between what I feel that cannabis deserves and what I do feel is winnable. And I have, as an advocate, had to make choices where I have chosen to, I will support winnable, a winnable regulatory process will definitely be the best for everybody involved. I firmly believe that the economic tsunami that cannabis or and hemp in general will bring to this country, it will be extreme and lateral instead of a trickling down upon us. It puts the average person back into the game of creating their own wealth and vertical mobility. Lately, there's too much of this country that is tied up by too few, and we need to provide jobs for our children locally. We need to provide for ourselves locally. And I do believe that the most useful plant available renewable resource is cannabis. It has fed people, it has healed people, it has empowered people, and provided so much for us that talent will once again work hand in hand with us.
Did you hear about the governor letting the Kentucky hemp industry become a law without even needing a signature?
What did she say that again?
Just recently, the governor of Kentucky let hemp become, they can now grow it.
Yeah.
It passed their legislature without his signature. We're going to read about that later, but yeah, that's just another great victory for cannabis and for the plant.
And Kentucky in general, because it was one of the homes of the actual hemp industry back then. It has a long and storied history in association with hemp and had brought much work to them in the past. So it's only proper that they be one of the first to actually start it up again and in bringing this great economic boom to the country.
Back to the country, because it was here. Oh, not so long ago.
And as we've all heard anecdotally, there are wide spans of free growing hemp in the Midwest still today. Of course, people who are foolish enough to try to harvest it would, if the police went right there to stop them, they would get a great disappointment, because hemp is medical and it is good for industrial purposes, but it has no psychoactive properties whatsoever. And so, you know, it's been harmlessly providing the police with a way of imprisoning more and more of our population without having any threats at all. It's amazing how this plant has been twisted by authorities to this money-making, generating, and what I believe is ethics eroding war on drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are beyond excited for this weekend. It's going to be festival of education and fun. Tom, thank you for coming on and chatting.
Tom, can you just give out your website and we'll go repeat it? Just let them know where they can find out information for AZ for Normal.
www.AZ4NORML.org.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, thanks, Tom, for coming on this morning. I know a little bit about AZ for Normal and the festival this weekend. We're excited.
Oh.
And I'll stop by and say hi.
Yes.
This weekend.
For sure. Yeah, come by the booth and see those old relics. Meet Tom and everyone from AZ for Normal and the tumbleweed. Thank you, Tom.
Awesome. Thank you, Tom.
Woo!
Have a good day.
Again, that is www.AZ4NORML.org.
Yes, awesome. That was great. That was really nice to have him on there. This weekend is just going to be a blast.
It really is.
So everybody come down, really, because the chance to get educated. I know there are a lot of people that have questions, and there are some naysayers, but they should stop by, too, so we can talk to them as well.
And change their mind.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, who knows? You know, we're going to try.
If you're out there, they're for a reason.
That's right. So, what we were just chatting about, we got a little news here real quick. Respect State Marijuana Laws Act was introduced in Congress. United States Congressman Dana, I'm going to try and pronounce this, Rohrabacher, California, along with bipartisan coalition of three Republicans and three Democrats, and Stephen Jared Polis today introduced a House Bill 1523, the Respect State Marijuana Laws Act. Yay! Would amend the Federal Controlled Substances Act to exempt from federal prosecution individuals and businesses, including marijuana dispensaries and or retail outlets, who comply with state marijuana laws. Keywords comply. Woo! This bipartisan bill represents a common sense approach that establishes federal government respect for all state marijuana laws. Rohrabacher said in a news release, it does so by keeping the federal government out of the business of criminalizing marijuana activities in states that don't want it to be criminal. The proposal is one of several marijuana law reform bills now pending before the United States Congress, including House Resolution 499, the Ending Marijuana Prohibition Act of 2013, House Bill 689, the State's Medical Marijuana Patient Protection Act, and Senate Bill 59, Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2013.
Wow.
All right. Like Tom was saying, in the last 20 years, there's been more going on than there's been, you know, since they banned this beautiful plant.
Mm-hmm.
That is huge. That's really, really, really huge.
Well, these are the stories that you don't hear on the regular news.
No.
CNN or Fox isn't going to report on something like this.
No, they won't.
More is so important to cover.
Right. There's more important stuff to cover. But, you know, getting back to what's going on here in the United States.
And here's a little news flash we just got from a patient. In Syracuse, New York, a committee of New York lawmakers today approved legalizing marijuana production, sales, and use for medical needs. The 21-4 vote in the New York State Assembly Health Committee was not surprising. The chamber that has approved medical marijuana three times since 2008.
Wow.
How awesome is that? So, you know, and like Tom
and... these are heavy populated cities.
Huge.
You know, that's,
these are big cities. There's nowhere Alabama saying, we want
exactly.
To. But it's huge, and this we'll read another news article here about the Kentucky industrial hemp legislation becomes law without the governor's signature.
So on that one, I have State Senator Kimberly. Sorry. On Friday, April 5th, Governor State Beshear of Kentucky stated that he will let Kentucky's industrial hemp measure become law without his signature. Senator Beshear has expressed concern that marijuana growers could hide their illegal growing operations with hemp plants. Despite his concerns, he allowed the measure to become law without his signature and did not veto the legislation. House and the Senate lawmakers passed an amendment of the Senate Bill 50, Act of Regulating to Hemp, in March during the final hours of 2013 legislation. Nothing after the pressure to pass a bill helped achieve this last-minute deal.
After the bill's approval by the state legislature, Kentucky Ag Commissioner James Comer stated that by passing the bill, the General Assembly signaled that Kentucky is serious about restoring industrial hemp and production to the Commonwealth and doing it in the right way. Once again, here about following the laws and the rules that will give the congressional delegation more leverage than they seek a federal waiver allowing Kentucky farmers to grow hemp, which they have always done up until recently. It's now the ninth state to have passed a law allowing for farmers to cultivate industrial hemp. Cultivation is still prohibited by federal government, so until the feds alter their current policy, it is unlikely Kentucky farmers will begin to grow the crop. Of the eight states who previously approved hemp legislation, only Hawaii has received a federal waiver allowing them to grow an acre of hemp for research purposes. Wow. And federal legislators, the Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2013 to amend the Controlled Substances Act to exclude industrial hemp from the definition of marijuana is currently pending in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives and has been sponsored by prominent politicians such as Senator Ron Paul. And it says Rand Paul. And Mitch McConnell. You can click here, or you can't, to write your federal officials in support of the legislature. Where did I get this? I think I may have got this on the
weblog.com.
Awesome. Yeah. I passed out a thing on, I think I posted on the Tumbleweed thing the other day. It was just an electrical, electronic signing.
How to sign a petition online?
Petition online, which is going around. Because a lot of people, it's like the new way of signing this petition. I think you just put your email or some kind of your initials, and it allows you to sign this petition that otherwise you wouldn't see out, or if you weren't out and about,
right?
Was able to sign it if you're homebound. Another thing you're wanting, you're a patient that's homebound, but still want to be out in the community and helping. These things that you can actually do is these electronic signature petitions. So check those out. There's a few on AZ for Normal, but when it talks about there's a process when all this goes through. It has to go to the House. The House has to vote on it. Then it goes to the Senate, and then they vote on it, and then it gets passed or vetoed by the not the president, the mayor or the governor of that city or that state.
Get involved.
Yeah.
Learn the process.
AZ for Normal has a lot of information on there.
Electronically.
Electronic signature.
Or in-person signing.
In-person. Those are always great when that's what government officials really like to see, when your signature is actually on a petition.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that this new way of electronic signatures is getting out to a lot bigger group of people that
audience
weren't usually using.
It's awesome. Read them thoroughly, though. Make sure you're reading them thoroughly. Mm-hmm. Get educated, for sure. It's a trivia question. Space Queen candy. Ready for this one? Remember, the first patient to show up and answer this gets not the first 500, just the first one. Amendment to the rule. Question. Ready? Which of the following is not a slang term for a marijuana joint? Okay. Which one is not the correct term? A J, a B, a spliff, or a staff? Let's repeat the question. Which is not a slang term used for a marijuana joint? A J, a doobie, a spliff, or a staff? Did I get in trouble for doing this? All right. Anyway.
No. I don't need
anything. Oh. All my notes were here to say completely off key. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
We love it. All right. What is going on? Do you know Tumbleweed Health Center has a new doctor? Dr. George Huggins. He's awesome. He's fantastic. He's going to, hopefully he's not in town, but he's going to be at our Festival of Education. And We're hoping you all come and talk to him. What is so funny?
Dr. Huggins.
Oh, my goodness. A silly patient here this morning who's just giggling at the name. Come down and meet Dr. Huggins.
It is the kind of name that Dr.
Huggins is. Well, at least it's not like... Anyway, we won't go there. Okay. This is way too easy for this stuff. I think we should read empathy. Where's the book?
Right.
Oh, you know, we started this last week, too. We'll shoot all over the place here. We have our historical timeline we're going through. Last week's fact was about the Chinese emperor. Anyone know what fact was? Said cannabis was very popular medicine that possessed both yin and yang properties. The Chinese emperor from 2900 BC. Okay, another Chinese emperor, Shen Nung, said to discover the healing properties of marijuana in 2700 BC. According to Chinese legend, he was considered the father of Chinese medicine, and he discovered healing properties as well as those of two other mainstays of Chinese herbal medicine, ginseng and ephedra. So, well, there's a combination.
Wow, marijuana, ginseng, and ephedra. In there with your marijuana.
You'll be really smart with a lot of energy and really relaxed at the same time. I'm not sure. Kids, don't try this at home.
Cool,
don't try this at home. Well, that's a hybrid, if you ask me. Right there, that's a hybrid. I'm not saying. All right. There's your history fact.
Wow.
Wow.
That's intense.
That is intense. Like I said, kids, don't try this at home. Done by professional. Empathy, food for thought. Hi, Ivan. Is an attempt to show at a glance the law distinction between what is socially and legally accepted, the why, and what is forbidden, the why not. Scientists and doctors have wonderful discoveries about how cannabis exerts its beneficial effects. We need to publicize these findings in an unbiased way to the widest possible audience. We need to stop the obstruction of research and the criminalization of the plant. Like cannabis, information is meant to be shared. www.why-whynot.net. And you can actually come down to Tumbleweed this weekend, and we're going to actually be giving one of these books away, as well, I think, as they are come for sale. This is a good one. We love this book. I just...
near
awesome,
dear friend.
Awesome. Yeah.
I would say that.
He's one of our best. Hello.
He's got some amazing stuff. His pictures are just
really
great.
We love
really
it. This is our
colorful.
Second time through the book. Yep. He's writing another one all about the why not, about why wouldn't you do this instead of this. There you go.
Right.
We'll do that. Let your
So, meat. On the why side, it says a meat-based culture. This is going down food and just what we're actually putting in our bodies. Knowing what you're putting in your bodies. So, why meat-based culture? The livestock industry contributes on a massive scale to air and water pollution, land degradation, climate change, and loss of biodiversity. According to a 2006 report, Livestock Environmental Environmental and Development Initiative, the UN Food Agriculture Organization estimates the meat industry is responsible for 18% of all emissions of greenhouse gases. The figure was demanded low in 2009 by World Watch researchers, who estimated a 51%. Producing animal-based food requirements requires enormous input of water and energy. It is much less efficient than the harvesting grains, vegetables, legumes, seeds, fruits, and for direct human consumption. So, and the picture here,
yeah.
So just after reading that,
no.
Is, I'm not in, it's just.
Say it, boy,
so,
just say it. You can say
so
it.
So there's a little RV with the TV all hooked up to it. It looks like it's in a truck. Park of some sort, a little RV park, but it's one of the scarier RVs.
And two huge, overweight
behemoths with
wow.
Their bellies hanging out. The gentleman has got a goatee. I mean, and he has no neck. He looks like two Jabba the Hutts, but with clothes on.
They do. That's
the gentleman has a red tank top, which does not Phenom. It's a lot more like a sausage casing. And
it says Budweiser.
And it says Budweiser beer, and he's got a six-pack in his hand and a remote control. They have a pig and a dog for pets. The barbecue over here is just burning and melting because it's hot. Looked like zits on bad acne. Very, very big big belly, and she's wearing a tank top as well. This is just talking about how much food we actually eat in this country instead of vegetables and organic stuff. We're eating lots of meats, which is causing. We're eating more meat.
And meats that are contaminated
right.
with fecal
gross.
Matter
right.
and chemicals and hormones and
right.
pesticides.
I mean, what is
this
doing to us on a long-term
organic
scale?
Organic people, all it means is there's no crap in your food. Come
right.
on. It's chemical-free.
Crap-free. I have a very clear picture for this. Think about your and all of that stuff that has to break down through before it can even get to the fish's stuff.
Right.
I mean, just cut all of the dirt out and go to your nutrition. You'll
yeah,
find that you're
you.
Losing weight and not even seeing bad.
And your body processes it so much easier.
So true.
You're happier, healthier.
All right, but we're getting ahead of ourselves.
No.
Why not?
Let's go.
This picture is of a family. Oh, this is such a cute family. It is my family. There's this really cute little farmhouse, and they are surrounded by green. They have a windmill. They've got a organic flag hanging high, solar panels, a pathway that their family is standing on in front of. The husband in the family has a pitchfork. His overalls are green, and they have a little sticker on them. He's smiling. His wife is gorgeous with her dreadlocks pulled back. A bushel full of vegetables and a wooden necklace. He's wearing white, which is very obvious that's wrong. And they've got two little children. One has long blonde hair, and the other one's got very blonde, cute little kids. And they look really happy. And you just wish that more people look at this,
And they will.
All right. So the why not? A tool-based culture. Hemp seeds contain all the essential amino acids and essential fatty acids necessary to maintain healthy human life. No other single plant source provides complete protein in its easily digestible form. The seeds can be eaten raw, ground into a meal, sprouted, made into hemp milk, baked into corn milk, prepared to heat and used in baking. Fresh leaves can also be eaten in salads. Products include reels, frozen waffles, fresh tofu, and nut butters to make you. A few companies produce value-added seed items that include seed oils. Whole hemp grain, which is sterilized by law in the United States, dehulls hemp seed, the whole seed without the mineral-rich outer shell. Hemp flour, hemp cake, a byproduct of pressing the seed for oil, and hemp protein powder. Hemp is also used in some organic cereals, for non-dairy milk, somewhat similar to soy and nut milk, and for non-dairy hemp spices. Approximately 44% of the weight of hemp seed is healthy edible oil, which is about 80% essential fatty acids. Proteins, including adipocytes, are the other major plant, 33%. Second only soy, 35%. Hemp seed's amino acid profile is close to complete when compared to more common sources of protein such as meat, milk, eggs, and soy. Unlike flaxseed oil, hemp oil can be used continuously throughout developing a deficiency or other imbalance of ERA. So it's just an all-around good.
Awesome.
seem to have any resistance.
I tried using Hypnol the other day. It's actually pretty good. It's a little on. It's hard to. A little pays, a little bit. But it's not that bad. I actually enjoyed it. It was.
What?
Hemp milk? Oh, hemp seed.
Hemp seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's strange.
That's strange.
Tweets their own. You know,
like,
we're not
hey,
going to judge.
Whatever floats your boat.
You know, basically. Laverne likes Coke, right? Go ahead. It's all
yeah.
Good. It's all good.
But interesting. I say, wellness, and this is something I've actually been doing, is trying out different things. Going to your local farmers markets, checking out those, but also your local organic places. I know I don't know if we can say on air, but you know, like Sprouts or Trader Joe's, checking out different kinds of foods. Experiment, because you don't know unless you don't try it. And what I've actually gone to is me and my partner have gone to Meatless Mondays, where we don't have meat one time a week. Like,
that's
I've even
great.
Cut down throughout. But like Space Queen said, you will definitely, once you start eating better, you won't have to worry about diet. You're
yeah.
eating the right foods
you're
that your body not likes. You know, vegetables or yeah, lower your cholesterol. Less meat is. I mean, you don't really. You'll find out how much meat you don't need.
Yeah, and if you don't eat that much, I mean,
don't
you're
eat that
going
much.
For the Texas,
yeah.
you know, 72 ounces and whatever steak day.
Right. It's just kind of
tempted.
And you know, Americans, we're always so easy to overindulge everything. Everything. We get bigger, better,
and
more, and more of it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I was somewhere the other day, and this lady, she had the hugest barrel of soda. It would look like a barrel. She had a handle on it, and it had a huge straw. It was a mini kegger. I would say it was the size of a mini kegger.
She had a kegger.
You know, like the little ones that you just...
Yeah.
It was that big, had a handle on it, and I said, are you, is that
you did not.
Soda? Yeah, yeah. It was, she was drinking Diet Pepsi, and it had, she says, I fill this thing in the morning, and I go all day long.
Wow.
And I said, you drink one of those? She said, sometimes I drink two.
Oh.
Two, I mean, these, I had to at least hold maybe two and a half liters.
Oh.
I don't, I mean, what is that? A liter?
Yeah.
A liter of soda? I would say maybe probably 2 to 2.5 liters.
It's 90% ice. We're going to go with that.
And so I'm just saying, check on things and what you're eating. And
yeah, and be aware.
Be aware.
And come to the festival in closing.
Yeah.
We've got some great news. Medical Cannabis Festival of Education right here at 301 East Broadway this Saturday, April 20th from noon to 6 p.m.
Bring your friends, bring people who are interested in the cannabis.
Educational booths,
yeah.
Right, bands, raffles, prizes. They're going to have a march, psychic readings, some things. Our doctors are going to be out there. LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, is out there, some other vendors. And then starting May 1st, Tumbleweeds is moving all the way to the nice parking lot of Panic right for our 5315, Suite 105. So that's next month. We would like to thank Tom for coming. That was awesome. Thank you for sharing AZ Paranormal News.
Yes,
and
amazing.
Look forward to seeing you this weekend, and then their next second Saturday in May.
Yep.
And then we would like to thank the Growers House, who are also going to be contributing some wonderful prizes to our event.
Yay!
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah. AZ Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, Tumbleweeds Health Center for allowing us to use their beautiful space. Come get certified, come meet Dr. George, and come to the festival. There are going to be books for sale, a giant spinning wheel for prizes,
lots of education.
Tons of education, fun things for the family. And we're going to end on our favorite song, Pot Chop. Have an awesome day, you guys. Queen, Cannabis Kid, thanks for being here. Patience. Tucson, we love you.
Remember, be smart,
be safe,
and
educate. I'm gonna smoke. my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's pizza time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. After grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector is fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Thank you for listening to Weed Same Day, everybody. See you next week.